I know this is radio, but the pictures are startling. Russian tanks moving into another country. That country is Georgia, which was once a republic of the Soviet Union. Georgia's president today went on television to proclaim that Russia is fighting a war, as he put it, with his country. The battle is over a separatist region in Georgia called South Ossetia. Russia backs the separatists, and it sent in troops after Georgia mounted an offensive to assert control over the region. The situation is serious, so serious that President Bush has discussed it with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin in Beijing, where they're both attending the Olympics. Reporter Lawrence Sheets is following the fighting from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, and he joins us now. And Lawrence, what's the latest in this fighting?
Well, the latest, I think you alluded to, and that's that the Russian 58th Army, two battalions of the Russian 58th Army have been sent into Georgia across that international frontier, and they are headed toward the South Ossetian separatist capital of Skhinvali, which is mostly in the hands of Georgian forces. So we now have a very grave situation. Also today, the Russian Air Force has bombed two Georgian military airfields, one near the capital Tbilisi and one further south in the country. Those bombings have been confirmed. Apparently the Russians trying to destroy Georgia's Air Force capability. Georgia doesn't have that many warplanes, but they have been in action in South Ossetia over the last day.
South Ossetia has been operating independently for nearly two decades. Is this happening at this moment in time partly because it's a fight between Russia and Georgia?
That is very much the case. South Ossetia is a very small place. There are only about 25,000 ethnic Ossetians living in that territory, and the separatists don't control all of South Ossetia. There are some areas which have always been controlled by the Georgian forces. What Georgia is upset about is the fact that Russia has basically made moves which look like annexation. They have given, for instance, all Ossetians Russian passports, even though they live in Georgia, and that's the excuse that Russia is using today, justifying its intervention, saying we're going to defend our citizens. Well, they became Russian citizens because Russia gave them passports. Georgia is incensed with what it sees as annexation of its territory, and it wants the world to see that this is a Georgian-Russian conflict and not just a conflict with a very small group of separatists in a faraway corner of the world.
Now, to put this in another larger context, Georgia has been trying to get into NATO to get closer to Europe. How does this fighting affect Georgia's chances?
Well, one could argue that NATO is going to be more reluctant to take on Georgia when it's involved in a direct military conflict with Russia. That is certainly one point. The Georgians, however, see it perhaps in another way, and that is that NATO, normally when a state is aspiring to join NATO, it is not allowed to have territorial conflicts. If Georgia were somehow successful in bringing South Ossetia to heel, then one could make the argument that it has one less reason for NATO not to accept it as a member state. I will tell you something. I don't think that anyone expects Georgia to win a war against Russia. Russia has unlimited military capabilities. This is a country of 4 million people, for God's sakes. It's, you know, not very rich yet. Yes, they do have a military, but it's all of 30,000 people. The thing that I think is present in the Georgian leadership is that even if they fight and lose, and I've heard them say this, they see it as a positive because people will see it for what it is, a war between Russia, which is trying to annex its territory, in their opinion, and Georgia, and not some little separatist conflict. And it will be brought to the attention of the world community. That is a strategy of theirs. They are ready to fight and lose. Let's put it that way.
Reporter Lawrence Sheet speaking to us from Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. The news today is that Russia and Georgia are fighting over a separatist region in Georgia called South Ossetia.